Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show, Coast to Coast on CBS Sports Radio. Malik Washington spent 4 years at Northwestern, and then he transferred over to Virginia, and he had a monster season. In his final year in college football, he led the nation in receptions with 110 of them, then had 1,426 yards and 9 receiving touchdowns, 10 games this year, breaking the 100-yard receiving mark, and he just put up monster results at the NFL Combine, and he's getting set to find out where his name is going to be called in the NFL draft that comes your way in Detroit at the end of April, and Malik Washington is kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Malik, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. Congrats on all the success. And how you been?
Of course, man. I'm happy to be here. It's kind of, you know, we're still in the process, that pre-draft process, so trying to figure everything out, take it one day at a time, but I'm blessed to be here right now.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So when you hear that you led the NCAA in receptions this past year, and that's how you went out with a bang, how did you kind of end up accomplishing those things this year, knowing the journey and all the hard work and all the changes that you've had to go through?
Yeah, I mean, I set a lot of goals. I knew what I wanted and stuff in this process. Transferring over to Virginia, I kind of had like an idea. And of course, like I just surpassed those ideas. I surpassed those goals. I was able to do things, you know, I didn't even imagine myself doing. So it's a big credit to the people I was around, the coaching staff and the guys I was with that led me to this position.
You look back at your season, I just said it a few moments ago, in 10 games this year, you broke the 100-yard receiving mark, so there was an incredible amount of consistency. When you're just in the zone like that, you know, midway through the season, towards the end of the season, when was it when you said, it doesn't matter who they put out there in front of me, I know I'm just going to find a way to dominate on the field?
Yeah, so week two, we played JMU, and I went for like 119. And then I followed it up with Maryland. I had like 141. And I was like, all right, I'm starting to get to a point where if we just keep giving me the ball, I'm going to break 100 every single time, every single game. So I had a disappointing one versus Boston College. I had 97. So without that, if you know, plus 3 yards there, that's 11 games over 100. So that would have been everything. And that would have been like consistent 11 games in a row. So, I mean, I would say after Maryland, I kind of just assumed like if I got the ball, I was going to go for 100.
Talking to Malik Washington right now. So you just know how this process works. When you look back at what happened at Northwestern and now with what you did at Virginia, some people are going to say, well, is this just like a one-hit wonder? Why are you going to be able to translate this success that you had in your final season at Virginia to go on and have a solid NFL career?
Yeah, well, I don't understand the one-hit wonder notion or anything like that. I had production my junior and senior year at Northwestern. We didn't score a lot of touchdowns. So, like, of course, I didn't score a lot of touchdowns. I want to say, like, our leading receiver that had the most touchdowns had like two, maybe three. So it was like, I don't really understand the notion of the production and all that stuff and the one-hit wonder. I think I've been excelling each or increasing each and every year. So from my junior year to senior year to this last senior year, it's been on a steady incline. So as I enter the league, I trust and expect that to continue on the trend.
Was the combine, now you had big results, but leading up to the combine, was there just some natural stress there? Because like what I just said, people just look at the stats and then, you know, I've seen you play, so it's a little bit different, but sometimes people lose context and they just judge what you do at the combine. So was that time leading up to the combine a little bit stressful, knowing how much on the line for your stock it potentially did mean?
Oh my God, it was super anxious. It was super stressful. Just knowing that I knew I had some expectations, especially being a guy from, you know, not big football schools and everybody's trying to figure it out. And then they're saying he's 5'8" and all this stuff. So I knew I had to get in there. I had to go run. I had to run well. I had to jump well. I had to show off in the position drills and stuff like that. And like, I didn't even, there was numbers that I wanted to hit that I just didn't hit. And I know I can't hit, but all the nerves and all the anxious feelings come out when you're lined up on that white line about to run your 40. So of course I'm proud of my showing there, but I know I could do so much better.
Could you do better on the vertical? Cause I saw that came in at a 42.5.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. That I really hit my mark then. I PR'd there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just saw that all on social media when you did your vertical jump. Everyone was just like, wow, it was the eyeball emoji that was just going all over social media. I think it was like the 98th percentile or something like that I read.
Yeah, I definitely hit my PR there.
So let me ask you this then, as Malik Washington is here with us, just led the NCAA in receptions this past year. What is someone getting with you as a football player? Like if someone's never seen your game before, they end up drafting you coming up in April, if it's a second, third round, whatever it may be, what is a fan getting when their team drafts Malik Washington?
I mean, they're getting exactly what they want, an ultimate competitor, somebody that's going to fight, whether it's the first quarter or the fourth quarter. You won't even be able to tell if you cut on the film, because that's just somebody that I'm going to show up every single play. I'm like a gnat, man. Yeah, I'm going to get hit. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to get right back up, and I'm going to be there all game. So I think you're going to get the ultimate competitor. You're going to get someone who's going to show up for you, who's going to be consistent, who's going to be reliable, and someone that's going to move the sticks. And then that's a big part of the game. That's a big part of offense. Can you move the sticks? Can you get in the end zone? I think I'll be able to provide that.
When people say, hey, you're 5'8", you're too small, like, does that just annoy you and motivate you? Because when I watch you play – you break tackles, you're more physical than what your size would suggest, and you also weigh in a little over 190 pounds. So has people been telling you in life, oh, you're too short to play wide receiver, did that kind of burn a little fire in your tummy and make you play a little bit angrier?
Dude, I've become tone deaf to the too short, comments. Really, what gets me now is you're built like a running back. You ever thought about playing running back? That gets me, man, because I'm like, bro, I play receiver. I can run routes. I can catch the ball. Like, I feel like I'm one of the best pass catchers there is in college football. So it's like, I don't want to hear you tell me that I should be playing running backs when running backs are known for not being able to catch the ball. So for me, it's getting over that hump of people saying you're built like a running back and all of this and that. I think, man, I'm just a football player. I go out there and make plays.
And the crazy part is when you watch you, like I had to do a double take at the height. I'm like, he doesn't look like he plays like he's 5'8". You look like you play a lot bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up with Malik Washington. So after the draft, like after the combine, excuse me, there's all these crazy projections. Like you think you've solidified being a second round pick now? Because you know, I see a lot of people saying, hey, you could be a second round pick. And then if you get them, you know, get Malik in round three, it's going to be a steal of the draft.
I mean, that stuff, it's so hard to keep up with, especially with the media. Some guys are going to like me, some guys aren't. So on some guys' boards, I'm going to be in the fifth, sixth round. And some people are going to be like, we got to get this guy in the second, third round. So it's kind of up in the air. You never really know. I especially don't know what NFL teams are thinking. So that's what makes this process so long, so nerve-wracking and stuff like that. I won't find out until April 20, what was it, 25th through 27th, something around there. So it's a long process, and I can't wait to see where I end up.
Growing up as a kid, who were some football players that you really loved watching? Who were some of your idols on the football field?
I couldn't cut off Michael Vick. I couldn't stop watching all the miraculous things that he did, just running the football. And I mean, I used to watch his games. Like I would watch his highlights before. I didn't even play quarterback at the time, but I was watching his highlights just to see how to break tackles and stuff like that. I watch a lot of Tyrann Mathieu, Steve Smith, a lot of Jarvis Landry, guys like that. You know, if you put all those guys together, you get tough. You get an attitude that nobody else has, and you get that competitive nature that I talked about a little bit earlier. I think those players really embodied that, and I had to look up to them when I was younger.
Who are some quarterbacks in the league right now that if you got drafted by that team, it would really excite you? You'd be like, man, I can't believe I'm playing with this or that quarterback.
I think the coolest guy in the league, I watch his page, see how he dresses, all of this type of stuff, is Kyler Murray. I think he's really cool. And what does he do? Like, he scrambles around. And I think I'm really good at being like improvising and getting open when the quarterback's in trouble and stuff like that. So I feel like I could be a good outlet. You also talk about Bryce Young is one of those guys as well. Guys that just, I feel like, you know, kind of fit me, and they're shorter guys. So they kind of know where I'm coming from, what I'm talking about when we're in the locker room and stuff like that.
Yeah, and both those guys, they're doubted. Like, Bryce Young was the guy last year, number one pick, didn't have a good rookie season. Now people are wondering what he could be as a quarterback, and Kyler, we're going to get to see a full year of him this season coming off the injury. So both those teams could use a wide receiver, so it seems like it's a match to me.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Well, hey, Malik, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. Good luck, and hopefully we hear your name called nice and early in the NFL draft at the end of April.
Of course, man. Thank you for having me.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture.
Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in. And I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.